Boy, some ideas are really dumb. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Good to be back with you here in my studio and you and yours. It's always nice to hear your tones over the Skype. And the fact is, you sound better the last few days than you've sounded a long time over Skype. So your signal must be getting better. Maybe they put a new tower in down in Gallup West.
Well, either that or my voice lessons are working. No, just kidding. Well, but the one thing I don't have to worry about, Chuck, is I don't have to be worrying about somebody telling me you're using up too much energy in taping that radio program. But many of our friends and some in our listening audience already are experiencing that little problem, and it's a thing called smart meters. And Chuck, since you're more intimately familiar with this topic, I'm going to let you explain to our listeners what exactly a smart meter is and why it's not so smart to have smart meters.
Well, here in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Westerville, also known as Taxterville, the greenies in the city council. And, of course, our city council is nonpartisan, but don't let that fool you. Most of them are Republicans, which is really sad when you think about it. These are the people who are training up to be our future state reps and state senators and such. But the fact is that they were attempting to enforce an ordinance through here forcing us to put in smart meters. Now, what a smart meter is essentially an electronic device in the place of your electric meter wherein the city comes around and gathers, you know, in the old days, you in your old electric meter, you go outside, you read the number on the outside, and they send you a bill. Your opening reading at the beginning of the month was this. Your closing reading at the beginning of the month was this. You used X number of kilowatt hours, and we charge you this much for the first 100 kilowatt hours and this much for the second 100 and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not good enough, Barry, because now that we have shut down coal production and shut down coal-fired power plants, and AEP is shutting them down right and left in your part of the country, your part of the state, since a lot of them are in the southern along the river, and they're for obvious reasons, if you think about it, why a lot of coal plants are along the river, what's the easiest way to get coal to a coal plant?
Well, it would be to either ship it downriver or by train.
You betcha, on a barge.
Yeah.
Barge for years was the cheapest way to get coal. And also, you know, you could get coal from all over the place. And Ohio has a lot of navigable waterways along with the advent of train and trucking. You can get it to a terminal on the river and cheaply ship it all up and down the Ohio, Mississippi, Missouri, all these rivers. Okay, that being said, that's why the power plants are along the rivers, because A, there's a large supply of cooling water, and B, there's a easy access to coal supplies. Well, we're shutting down coal-powered power plants. And if you've noticed, AEP has gone over to an advertising campaign where they're talking about shutting off lights and making sure you don't leave TVs running. And somebody asked me the other day, why is that going on? Well, the answer is that AEP realizes that they're very soon going to run out of capacity. Now, Barry, what happens when you run out of capacity to the cost?
Oh, well, the cost has to skyrocket because once the supply goes down, the demand stays the same, the price has to go up to create a new equilibrium.
To force people to basically have less demand.
That's okay. Right, to bring the demand back down so that you get back to an equilibrium level.
So you can thank the Environmental Protection Agency and Barack Obama directly because he has stated right up front that his goal is to shut down every coal-fired power plant.
And he seems to be doing a pretty good job of that so far.
He's doing a darn good job. Now, what does that do? Well, the greenies, and I use that term derogatorily, I will not kid you, these people are not very scientifically minded, although they put on the airs, have decided that the best way to do this is to use personal monitoring of your personal electricity usage in order to embarrass you into using less than the average amount of electricity. Now, if you think I'm kidding on this, Barry and I have a mutual acquaintance who lives in Columbus. Like I said, I live in Westerville. This person lives in Columbus in an area that has installed smart meters. And he says every month, he gets a nagging letter saying, you're using more electricity than we'd like to see you using. You need to do this and that and another thing to cut your electricity. Now, how do they know that he's doing this? Well, of course, they normally read the meter to send you the bill. But he's not on this. This is coming from quasi-government agencies. So what's going on? Well, he's got a smart meter. They know when his power's on, when it's off. They know when he's home using electricity, when he's not home using electricity. They know what his peak usage is. They know all these things. And that's not the bottom line, though, on a smart meter. Because in California, they're actually using them to go around and do local brownouts. Because with a smart meter, you can actually brown out specific individuals on a grid.
You can cut people off individually with smart meters. That's correct.
That's right. So there have been people who are preventing. There are places in the United States, especially out west, where utility companies are showing up with smart meters to put them on, and people are deterring them at gunpoint from putting them in. And some states have actually passed laws to make it illegal to stop the installation of smart meters. Now, why would that be? Well, the answer is that it turns out that the information on your power usage is very valuable to certain individuals.
Absolutely, as our friends down under are finding out right now. As you and I were looking at this, this comes from the age.com.au, which is the Australian online newspaper, The Age. And it's an article called Smart Meter Data Shared Far and Wide. And so, Chuck, it looks like that smart meters, the companies that are electric companies, are basically taking all of this data that they collect from your smart meter about your usage, and how much usage, and what times you use it, and what your peaks are. And that tells you when people are home. They're sharing that with other places like mailing houses, debt collectors, data processing analysts, and government agencies without your consent.
Well, let's not say sharing. Well, let's say they're selling.
They're selling. Selling, yeah. Sharing is too nice of a word. Yeah. This is definitely a commercial enterprise. They're basically selling your private customer information, which honestly, Chuck, I can see some enterprising criminals hacking this information to get a pattern of when people are home and when they're not home, especially in, I would guess, in upper-class neighborhoods that where the municipality and their city council and their wizened enlightenment has forced everybody on smart meters. This thing's just waiting for a lawsuit to happen. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, and unfortunately, with the current state, I mean, let's face it, if you're not allowed the chance to overturn a tax by majority vote in a district by order of the state Supreme Court, you're not going to win a smart meter case, most likely. At least not real easily. Barry, I have to point out an irony here. You may not have the same thing I have because we're on different computer systems, but I'm looking at the top of the article.
Yep.
And I have a thing that says ads by Google, Siemens Smart Power Grid.
No, I don't quite have that on mine. It probably popped up at a different time.
Talk about a misplaced ad.
No doubt. Well, I think it's interesting here, Chuck. I think it's very interesting here because people would say, well, you know, there's got to be a law that says that they can't keep that information or use it. Well, the point is, if we want to take Australia as an example, their company, Origin Energy, have to consent to your data being shared with a bunch of third parties. The data, supposedly according to this article, stored in Australia, but shared with a U.S. company called Tendril. That's an interesting name. And a smart energy technology provider. So in other words, the Australians are getting their information shared with America. Where's our information going to go to? You have to wonder. And they also say that the electric companies have a legal responsibility to delete or de-identify personal information that was, as they say, no longer needed. Well, Chuck, I'm trying to figure out why they need that personal information that much in the first place as an electric provider. You hook up, you use electricity, they send you a bill and says, this is how much it is, there it is. But you're right. If they're trying to tell you how to use your electricity, then they want that personal, well, you know, when we find out that when so-and-so is home or so many people are home, you're spiking because you guys are using too much electricity. But I thought it was interesting because it says, well, An Origin spokesman said the company kept former customers' data for retrospective queries. Retrospective queries. That means when we want to be nosy about somebody and look at their history, we're going to keep this data, which, honestly, Chuck, that sounds like a catch-all for the we'll never destroy this data because we're just making too much money selling it to third parties.
Okay, let's give an analogy here. Do you remember when grocery stores, like, well, we won't name any names, but grocery stores came out with the grocery store card?
Sure.
All the major grocery stores have them, and if you use it, you get a discount. How long was it from the time those things went in and said, we will not, that personal information will not be available, blah, 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 till all of a sudden it's being used in court, in divorce cases, in criminal cases, all kinds of things without subpoena? Basically, the stores just basically, if somebody pops them a badge, they cough up the data.
Yes, they do.
They can see what you're buying, how much you're spending.
When you're buying it.
You're buying it, how often you buy it, whether there's a spike in your buying. All this information is readily available. Now, let's not kid ourselves. The reason that those grocery stores can give you a discount when they give you the card and you use it is because they sell that data to people who then market you things based on what you buy.
That's right.
And they sell your personal information. They say they don't. They have to. Otherwise, it's worthless.
Yep. That's right. There's no other good use for it except getting somebody else to buy.
But the commercial use is not the scary part. It's the fact that, once again, the U.S. government, the state government, the local governments are bypassing your Fourth Amendment protections and your Fifth Amendment protections and simply saying, well, you agreed to give that data up to the store, and therefore we can go in and get it without having to go through the whole search warrant court order rigmarole. We can just go in and flip a badge and fill out a little bit of paperwork, and voila, we have it. We don't have to go through the court order method. That's exactly what's going on here, because let's face it, what's going to happen, Barry, is as power becomes more and more and more scarce.
Yes, that's right.
Basically, it's going to become a criminal offense to use it at certain parts of the day. Now, either they will use this technology at the city level, at the local provider level. In Westerville here, our electricity is provided by the city. The city is actually our electricity supplier. The city will simply brown us out, and they'll use a smart meter to do it. You use too much energy. Now, the fact is, I operate a business out of my home, which means I use more than the usual amount of electricity. I have an office in my basement with a packing room, and the fact is, we have fluorescent lights all over the place down here. Most people don't do that unless they have a finished basement, and even then, they're only in their finished basement some of the time. So we have the lights on down here all the time. The fact is, the city could very easily come in and say, you know, you're using more than the average amount of power. We're going to brown you out. So unless I've got my own generator, I'm in bad shape as far as running my business out of my house. This is the kind of thing.
That's right.
Because the state does not care. They do not care. Once it gets down to this thing where we're rationing power, which is coming, all you got to do is watch the ads on TV with the cutesy little yellow lightning bolts that are quote unquote wasted energy falling out of the attic and coming out of a TV that was left on for the dog, and those kind of cutesy, silly, stupid ads. You hear them on the radio too, you know, starring a cow as wasted energy or starring a rubber ducky as wasted energy.
Right.
Understand why AEP is running these. They want you to start getting into the habit of turning stuff off now, because they're not going to be able to supply your needs here in maybe as little as a year.
Well, definitely. You know, we're basically reaching a point where the grid is saturated and they just cannot. And with the regulations, especially on power companies, as far as their plants burning high sulfur coal with scrubbers, et cetera, it's become that the cost of doing business is driving some energy companies to shut down plants. And therefore, that reduces supply. And again, it's just a constant vicious circle that leads to more and more restrictions upon our free usage. Well, it's not free. We're paying for it, but on our usage of energy.
And Barry, let's not kid ourselves. The state, and by the state, I mean not just Ohio, but the government,
right,
is heavily involved. They want desperately to force you onto a smart meter so they can be in control of the flow of energy, not you. And that's the bottom line on this article.
Indeed. That's exactly it. And speaking of the bottom line, I think we're probably getting close to that.
We are. We're out of time. So, in that case, join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.